Previously on Do or Dice.
Yeah, you guys enter into the main area, the main cavern. Kind of one cavern entrance or catacomb offshoot that has a kind of a door built on top of it.
Natural 20.
Oh, yeah. Your foot hits this door. The whole thing shows down the catacomb, hinges and all.
That looks like it's open.
And all of a sudden, you're going to see this hand reach up out of the dirt. And this little 8-year-old girl is going to pull herself out.
I use my action to dash, I run my full movement speed, and I spend a key point to dash again.
You're making a nice circle of sand. A little bit of smoke forms the center of this sand circle. And this small greenish imp is going to start staring at you. Slight recap. Jerry is becoming a demon summoner in his bedroom. Ordok and Talmor have been bashing skulls in a jail cell and kicked down a door to figure out if there's an archway back there. While Bo and Goshen have lost a fight to a little girl.
Oh, we wouldn't have lost if I didn't run away.
After Bo's laced powders that he made. Let's start up with Talmor and Ordok. You guys kick down the door. It's a long, cavernous hallway in front of you. Kind of see... Now that you're in here, the light from the main room isn't really... casting light this far in, but you notice a familiar blue glow about halfway down the cavern.
We're not talking about my foot.
No, those were orange.
Oh yeah, okay.
I'm definitely gonna have to restock my crystals because I think I'm pretty sure I only have like 2 of them left, so gonna need to restock them.
By stealing them from the walls.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, everything I own is stolen.
So. I mean, that's really like the least bad thing we've done in the past 15 minutes. So,
yeah.
You best take them now before we destroy this tower as well.
Yeah, it's true. I have 4 blue crystals. So, oh, I still have. Is this right? Do I still have 2 orange crystals?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Those are the last 2 orange crystals.
Okay.
For the party, I believe.
I'm going to need to remember I have those. All right. Cool. Should we proceed or...
Yeah. Let's just head down and see what's there. I don't know that we'll be able to do anything, but just to verify that it's there would be good.
Yeah.
It's about maybe a 5-minute walk. It's... very much different than the tower at West Spring, because this one seems to go, this cavern seems to go away from the tower itself. Like, if you had a map, you could maybe kind of figure out what you're under, where you're at. But actually, Talmor, give me a survival check.
Hey, natural 20, so 21.
Holy shit. Okay. So, it's coming to you like... I know where I am. I know we were walking in like a southeasterly kind of way. And after about a minute or so, you kind of feel like you might be under the blunted tip.
Okay.
And
this is odd.
The cavern kind of opens up. The the gems, the blue crystals on the wall, are spaced out far enough that you get little areas of darkness to little areas of blue light. So it kind of a weird effect on your eyes, but it opens up into a slightly larger section. And before you, surrounded by a few blue crystals, is a very similar archway.
Huh. All right.
Does it look basically the same, like keyhole and all that?
Yeah. Keyhole is the same. Only difference is one of the symbols is different. The symbols around the keyhole that, you know, you could mash up things to. One of them is, you know, different to reference one at West Spring, but that one is also blackened out.
Oh, it's live updating. What technology?
We don't have the key for this one yet, right?
No, we don't. It's with the kobolds, probably. Oh,
yeah.
And the other one was inside Bo's tummy.
Nim's tummy.
Yeah. Or not Bo, rather, Nim. Sorry.
Is there a ley line map down here?
There is no maps down here. It just seems to be not as ornate as the other tower. It just seems to be a large cavern and just this archway.
Okay.
There's no entrance from like under the blunted tip or anything, or is it just...
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to have words with William if we could just have walked here from the blunted tip.
Yeah. Another thing that motherfucker lied about. Okay. So do you just feel in the room out here? Do you want to destroy this one? Do you want to keep this one? What do you think?
I'm thinking we should keep this one. I'm thinking that this might be handy. I just sort of wanted to confirm with my own eyes that this actually was real. I'm in a not very trusting mood.
Me neither. I mean, I trust you. And I trust Jerry. I don't fucking trust Goshen. He's so shifty.
Yeah, Goshen's not that bad. He's just a little itchy these days. It's probably fine.
Yeah, probably.
I think we should probably keep this archway under wraps as much as we can. I'm sure that the Triad knows about it, but... I don't think we need to call any attention to it. We don't want to have what happened in West Spring happen here. Like, we don't need to bring in any sort of, you know, crazy cult to try to activate this archway.
Yeah, I agree.
I think we should go get the key, though. I think we should get the key, and we shouldn't tell anyone about it. We should just hold that.
Just you and me?
Oh, I mean the party. Just no one outside of us.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, well, then let's head back and go find everybody else, I guess. And we'll kind of, I guess, leave out for the kobold or the quarry.
Yeah.
In the morning, then.
I mean, we promised we'd take a look there anyways, so that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's the best thing to do at this point. So I guess we're going to head back through the tower and go... towards the go get Jerry and Bo and everybody and inform and make a game plan back at the tip.
So did you take any of the crystals from the walls?
No. Well, yeah. I took one.
Took one? Okay.
Two.
Two? Okay.
No. I'm gonna go four, just to be safe, though.
Okay, four blue crystals. Add that to your inventory.
I'm gonna keep. Do they seem similar?
They seem extremely similar. Yeah.
To where I probably wouldn't need to differentiate them in my inventory.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, okay. Yeah. All
right.
They're extremely similar.
All right. I have eight blue crystals now.
Damn. And two oranges.
Did the blue ones, oranges. Did they even do anything independently? Wasn't it the orange ones that had all the crazy Healy powers?
You need the blue and the orange to blow up, right? The blue independently are just lights.
Yeah. Okay, but the orange ones are the
Our end goal is that we can just blow up the crystals.
As long as we have the materials for a bomb, we're happy.
Yes.
What could go wrong?
I have a vial of Drake blood, enough to make a bomb, a magic dress. I mean, just, and this, like, just other stuff that I'm sure if I just mash together somehow, it'll make a pretty effective magic bomb.
You're just missing a skull.
And those are easy to come by. I have four at my disposal.
With bow and tow, we're going to have skulls up to our elbows.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Let's see how this fight goes first.
Yeah.
Yeah, we might have Goshen's skull available shortly. Yeah.
Nearly did.
After I get the crystals, we'll just head back to the tip.
Yep.
Well, as you guys are going back down the cavern.
Oh, everyone's dying. Don't do this joke.
TPK. TPK.
You guys.
I'm in my room.
You guys hear some voices coming from the main entryway. And you see Vanifer with two guards coming out of where the prisoners were kept.
Quick, hide. And just like get against the wall.
Roll me a stealth check, Ordot.
I don't know that I'm hiding.
Oh, you're not? Okay, sorry. I thought you both were going to be hiding.
We're walking down a hallway. I thought it was implied that was probably a joke.
Oh. Knowing Talmor, I don't know.
Unless there's a place to hide, just smash against the wall.
I mean, I feel like he's still trying his best, so he should give a stealth roll.
Okay, I mean, I don't consider what I did wrong, so I don't think that Ordok would hide.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't either, so we'll just head back that way.
As Vanifer and her guards are coming out of the room, she sees both of you coming out of what was a very securely locked door. What is the meaning of this?
The meaning of what?
I have two prisoners dead. And the two of you are coming out of a secured area.
Yeah, we killed them and then we went down the hallway. That's probably the meaning you're looking for.
And let's be honest, they weren't prisoners. They were cultists who destroyed hundreds of lives. They deserved no mercy.
We were not done questioning them.
Well, you kind of are now, so...
What questions could you possibly have left?
I admit we are in your debt for the help you gave us, but that does not give you the right to be vigilante, judge, and jury.
I have the right to be a judge.
I was going to say something, but that was just kind of badass, so...
He's already got the little mallet.
Oh, God. I do not need your permission.
And what is your business with the gateway?
Frankly, I wanted to make sure you weren't still lying to us.
And what have I lied about to you?
A lie of omission, when sending troops into battle, potentially could be worse than lying to my face.
My duties, my knowledge, is in regards to East Runewood. Anything surrounding the forest, the other towns, that is not my area. The knowledge that you say I omitted, I was not aware of. You're not the only one in this boat.
I'm just going to sort of like glance back in the hallway behind us and just be like, well, sorry about the door. And I'm going to keep moving along.
I'm going to reach in my pocket and pull out like a silver and chuck it at her. That's for the damage, and follow Ordok.
The silver is pretty much just going to hit her squarely in the chest and drop to the ground. And you're just going to hear an echoing of the coin hitting the ground, echoing throughout the chamber. You guys are just going to leave?
Yeah, I'm out.
You're out?
I'm following Ordok. He made a really good exit, so hard to beat that.
Can't screw that up.
I love a good storm out, regardless of whether it's wrong or right, as proof of, you know, my argument with William. So I'm loving that shit. Storming right out of there.
as you guys get up to the main floor, originally it was quite empty up here, but now people are running around, gray cloaks, one or two of the winged shield. You can kind of see them, standard city guard. And it wasn't really that well seen before, but a few, maybe 10 or 12 feet high in this main chamber, you will see kind of on the side of the wall, just this kind of bellows kind of thing. And you can just hear this almost like a warning noise. You know, the air sirens fire departments have, kind of just that going off. And everyone is running out of the tower.
Fuck.
Out of the tower? Like running away or running to something? Like panic running? Or
it looks like they're panic running to something.
Okay.
People are drawing what weapons they have on them.
What'd Beau do?
I was just going to grab somebody as they ran by and ask like what they were. What's going on?
We've had multiple reports of sightings of mine creatures and random parts throughout the town.
I'm just going to glance back at Talmor and be like, time to regroup.
I'm going to pull my axe and head out.
We are going to cut to Beau and Goshen, and this is probably about 10 minutes before the alarms start going off.
I'm glad that it ends in failure, because that's probably where it was going anyway. Just the secrecy here. I'd pretty much, I'm positive that I'd be like pounding the flagstone. Shit. Trying to get to Jerry as quick as I could.
I'm just kind of running behind, I guess. Wait up, Goshen.
Oh yeah, I forgot Chisolo. Hang on. I grab him and then redouble my efforts.
You just pick a bow up.
We're bolting shit together too, man. Yeah. We're like jumping stuff together too.
Goshen, I think there was something funny with those berries.
You think?
Yeah, there's something wrong going on.
Yeah, I agree with this.
Is this related, do you think, to that what you was telling me earlier about the altar?
Actually, this would make a lot of sense. Let's blame it on that.
Yeah. Just blame it on that, not me.
Yeah, good plan. I look beat up still, right? Maybe I could play the sympathy card.
I've thrown those berries away anyway, so we'll be alright now.
Wait. If they sprout some sort of evil fucking tree.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Okay. No, it's okay. You're right to throw them away, probably. I don't know. This is all way over my pay grade. I have a stick. I hit things with a stick. Outside of that, I'm a little fuzzy. Trying to get to Jerry, because in my mind, this is magic, and Jerry is magic. Therefore, they will at least cancel each other out.
Wait. What does that mean for me?
After it takes you maybe like not even a minute or so to get to the blunted tip. Doors open. You can see there's still a few stragglers and they're drinking, though, the late time of evening.
Oh, okay. Well, this explains how the alarm goes off.
Run! Zombie monster!
Thor's gonna turn to you like,
what? And Williams, I don't stop the weight. I just pound up the stairs.
Are you still dragging me behind you?
No, I let you go now that we're in the inn.
Oh, okay.
I just didn't want to lose you to the plant thing. You're my only witness.
I'm going to sort of stand in the doorway with everyone still staring at me and go, what are you all looking at? And sort of follow behind quickly.
Everyone in the inn is just silent. William was back behind the bar cleaning a couple of glasses. And everyone's just going to look and then go back to their drinking.
They're going to regret that soon.
They probably are.
I like that line of thought, though. Zombie monster. Let's finish my beer first.
That's what I do.
If I'm going to be undead anyway, I don't have to be it sober.
You guys get upstairs, and you literally around where the stair goes up is the entrance to the balcony room that the five of you are sharing.
I drop kick the door.
Don't even check to see if it's open first.
No,
drop kick the door.
Just like straight up key.
I have a key. I'm just drop kicking the door, though. I'm not thinking straight. I just about died again.
For shits and giggles, can you roll me a strength check, please?
Of course. Oh, this isn't going to go well. Strength is not my thing. 6. I rolled a 6.
So you kick it fine. The thing was unlocked. It swings open. And as you're walking inside, it swings back and hits you. No damage, just hilarity.
Is Goshen on the floor? Did it floor him or?
No, he's still standing. Oh, it's just okay. Bam right into his face.
I curse in primordial, which sounds softly or faintly like soft wind blowing across a meadow. So there you go.
That's what the swearing sounds like?
Primordial is very fun. It sounds like windy days when I speak it. Crackling of fire when a fire genasi speaks. Anyway, Jerry.
Do you mean windy days as in Jerry? Like the wind through the meadow, or do you mean windy days as if you've got a microphone and it's sort of picking up that?
I suppose it depends on what I'm saying. That's actually an interesting point.
Whoa, Goshen. Are you okay? Did you hit in the face? You look Jerry. Beat up. That door do that?
No, there's a plant monster in the cemetery.
I think the door did do that. We haven't seen the plant monster. We were nowhere near it. It was nothing to do with us. Jerry, I think we've made a mistake. No, not us. Help!
What? What did y'all do? What did y'all get into?
We didn't do nothing, I told you. But, Goshen, what's happened?
We found a plant monster and it beat me up. Please help us kill it. Where's Talmor and Ordoc?
Goshen, can you roll me a deception, please?
Okay, yes. Boy, as much as I lie, I should be fucking proficient in this.
So shifty.
Mm-hmm.
You should get an advantage.
13.
13. What is your...
I trust him.
Yeah, completely.
There's been weird stuff happening lately.
But I think we should burn it. Can you burn things?
A little bit.
Like holding my ribs where it like cracked me with thorns.
If you do burn it, can you be a little bit careful? Not too much.
No.
Appropriate answer.
Okay.
I mean, it's a plant monster. I'm gonna fry it.
It's a little girl though, and I don't want to waste it.
What do you mean when you say? You don't want to waste her.
Nothing.
Where is it? Where's this?
I don't know. We haven't seen it. It's definitely not in the graveyard. We weren't there.
It's absolutely in the graveyard.
Goshen, for goodness sake, what are you doing?
This is where we found
you it. You told me that you wouldn't tell anyone.
Let's kill first. Discuss later, maybe. Where's Talmor and Ordoc? Are they here? Where are they?
I'm pretty sure they're in the spire. They were going to check on something.
A curse in primordial again.
Okay, at this point, when you guys are getting ready to leave the room, you hear the kind of noise just echoing through the town.
I like how enough shit goes down here that they have an alarm system.
Right, that's crazy.
Guys,
that's
so cool. Reevaluate where you live.
Hey, the shit's going down. Alarm's going off, everybody. Get inside. Get your pitchforks.
Oh, that group is back here. Yeah, prime the alarm. So you guys running back downstairs, or?
I am, yeah.
You are?
I mean, I'm just following them.
As you get back downstairs, you notice that everyone is kind of running about. Even William is picking up a... He's got this ornately carved battle axe.
Steal it.
Dibs.
Steal it.
He's grabbing this and holding it. You kind of see that there, the handle is like a solid oak with like leather wrappings and carvings that just... It's gorgeous. The head of the axe, you kind of see he's taking off this leather wrapping off of it and is avoiding the head of the axe itself quite... He's keeping enough distance away from that side.
Would I even notice that? Do I even... How much do I notice?
Roll me a perception.
Okay, my perception's actually really good. But I still rolled a 13, so... Not that good.
That's enough to pick up on that.
Wait, what is that?
This,
is Talmor's new weapon.
You could say a family heirloom.
It looks dangerous.
Just going to look around, make sure that the inn's pretty much empty except for the four of you.
An ancestor carved it and gifted it to me before I crossed over.
Is it powerful?
It's based on the wielder.
Hypothetically, are you powerful enough to chop through a tree that's shaped like a 9-year-old girl?
Specifically, hypothetically.
Specifically, hypothetically.
Yes.
That's good. You should come too.
That's going to look so good on my back.
Give me...
This week's episode is brought to you in part by Easy Roller Dice. They are a great customer-focused tabletop gaming company specializing in products from gamers, educators, and all other professions. They have a full collection of beautifully crafted dice, as well as a whole inventory of great gaming materials to suit your every gaming need. Go on over to their website and check out their full list of amazing products, and while you're there, add something to your cart, because our listeners are receiving a special 15% off discount code when you enter DDP15 at checkout. That's DDP as in Do or Dice Podcast 15 at checkout to receive 15% off your entire order. So, as always, thanks a bunch to Easy Roller Dice, and thanks to you guys for listening, and enjoy the rest of the episode.
Friends, I have left to seek adventure. After the taste I had traveling with you fine people, I have a devilishly uncomfortable tickling in my belly for more. There is more to life than playing hero, and I find an ache to finally be the hero. I make for the road on this sunrise, and I will find my true glory.
I play Runic, the Warforged Juggernaut fighter. Stand a whopping 7 feet tall, weighing over 500 pounds of pure plate awesomeness.
My name is Sindri Andvari, and I am playing a dwarf cleric of the Forge domain.
I'm playing a human named Ralph Grundleshank. I have a bow slung over my back and two scimitars sheathed at my sides.
I seen you boys, and I think I've got something that might be of interest. As you kind of enter the fray, there's just fruit and veg flying everywhere at this point, and you don't even know who you're throwing the veg at, who's throwing veg at you.
Woo!
Cowboy!
I don't suppose you have anything to drink, do you, love? The strongest you have.
So the mound in front of me has been smashed by an undead terrasque.
Come sit next to me. I'll introduce you to my daughter.
Just focus. Think. This isn't real. You're not wood. This isn't real. Just think.
What are we doing?
From the disturbed minds of the Do or Dice crew, Slag Ripper's Curse is a new D&D 5e adventure coming soon to a Patreon near you. We're not in Agmanester anymore, Dorothy.
As you guys get outside, you notice that there's a few guards running around kind of directing people.
The 7 over by the east gateway. We have another 5 south.
Who heard about up north?
By the marketplace, there's another 12.
Goshen, what'd you all do?
Nothing that would cause this, right?
Bo?
Don't think.
You guys are looking for Bo, but he's nowhere to be found. I don't think Bo would like this, so Bo's going to sneak off in a commotion. He's already feels like he gets persecuted for his magic tricks, so I don't think he would want to show them in front of the whole town. So I'm going to go towards the temple by myself.
Oh,
can I sneak off in the commotion?
Yeah, roll me a stealth check with advantage, because during the commotion will act as a nice...
That's a 5. I dropped a 1.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, you start to get a little bit away, but there's just so many people running about that there's not really a good pathway. And by the time they're looking around to see you, you're still there. Not beside them, but a little ways off.
Bo, where are you going?
I don't know. There's a lot of people here. I don't think they're going to much take to me. I think I might just go and hide somewhere, maybe down an alleyway, maybe near the temple. I don't know.
Well, Bo, stick with us and you don't have to worry about these other people. We'll make sure you're okay.
You sure? I mean, last time I was in this town, I got chased out.
We're not going to let that happen. Just stick with us. Don't get lost in the crowd.
All right, then.
We'll protect you.
Goshen.
Yes.
We need to find Wardock Talmor, I think.
I agree. If they were heading toward the town and the alarms went off, do you think they would look for us or go to the nearest zombie thing and do their killing?
I don't know. I think the best idea though is to head towards the spire.
Oh, it got away from me a little bit.
Okay. Do their killing.
Come back or murder hobo it?
Okay. Yes, I think you're right. Let's head towards the spire. We can keep Bo between us and sort of fend off the crowd a little.
What? Is it like really like, are we rushing or are we sort of walking?
Probably.
I think we're rushing.
Yeah, maybe not like a dead sprint, but trying to get there quick.
Like a jog.
Okay. I really want to talk to my goat.
Are there any alleyways we could cut through on the way to the spire?
There are, actually, yes.
Perhaps we can take this alleyway. It may be shorter and may offer privacy for you to have your conversation.
Oh, that's a good idea. I'm going to get... So here we go into the alleyway. I'm going to get onto my knees and I'm going to say, what's going on, Gordon? Like, I used some berries and some bad stuff's happened. What's happening, Gordon? Talk to me. I need you. Where are you, Gordon?
Roll me a religion check.
13.
One word kind of just pops in your head, and you're not sure if it's coming from you, the goat. It could be Goshen's thoughts in your heads. Fuck if you know. But it's just Faye.
I don't rightly know what that means, Golden, but I'm scared. My tricks have gone wrong. I think I need some bones. If I use bones, Golden, is that going to be better?
You feel at peace.
All right, I'm going to sort of stand up with a bit of renewed vigor and say, all right, I'm ready. I spoke to Gordon a little bit. I feel like I know what he wants me to do.
That's wonderful. Let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that. Do you want me to tell you what he wants me to do?
Do I want you to tell me what he wants you to do?
Yeah.
I would love to know.
He wants me to get as many bones as I can.
Okay, I regret asking.
Let's go. There's,
okay.
I mean, there's quite a lot of these things around, so there's going to be a lot of dead people. Let's get some harvest in.
He says with glee.
Okay. What does your face look like in all this, Jay?
No, I'm not around. I'm like looking up and down the alleyway to make sure nobody's coming.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah, let's go. Harvest the dead people. But first,
now I've had that feeling of peace, I feel a lot more merry now. So I'm sort of a bit of a skip in my step. Sort of go past Jerry and say, come on, Jerry, we've got a lot to do.
Oh. All right.
Did William come with us or did he stay behind?
He started to go with you guys, and then when you guys cut through the alley, he took off in a direction where there is a good deal of screams.
Okay. Cool.
So where are you guys running off to?
Let's go towards those screams.
No, we gotta go to the spire. We gotta get downward. Or not.
I don't like Bo anymore.
He's so happy.
Exactly.
Do any of us actually know where we are?
Do we know where we are?
Yes, if you look up, you'll see the tower and slightly in the distance.
We go that way, I say, pointing to the spire.
Come on, Jerry.
You guys get to the tower about the same time Ordok and Talmor are coming out.
By the grace of Thaumgoshen, what happened to you?
I got beat up.
Ah, come here.
I walk forward.
I'm gonna bow my head and like rest my hand on his shoulder. Oh no, 1d8 plus 2. Yeah, oh yeah, max health. So hey, you get 10 points of health back.
I look much healthier. Thank you. That feels much better.
What's happening? We just came up from the catacombs.
There are plant creatures attacking the town.
Lovely.
I heard the guards shouting numbers of groups in different areas. There were 5 in one direction, 7 in another, 12 in another, 1 in the middle of the city at the graveyard.
By Thaum, we can just not catch a break.
I got a couple breaks earlier. I think they were my ribs.
You seem to have more information. To any particular direction you think we should head?
Could I kind of remember which way William headed? Because it's sort of the way I want to go.
William ran off in towards a direction of about 7 of them. It was in the opposite way you guys went, though.
William ran off to a group of 7 of them with a strange axe, but that was quite far away. I don't know that he would still be there by the time we got there.
Go ahead, Talmor, give me a perception check, please.
5.
Pretty much, yeah, you're getting kind of like a echoey, things are bouncing off buildings, but you think you hear a good number of screams coming a bit north of you, up where the marketplace is, where you had your cart on the first day you entered town.
This way, and I take off.
Follow.
All right, guys. Go ahead and roll me initiative.
21.
10.
I got a 13.
9.
17.
As you guys run into the market center, pretty much your focus is to get there. You're not really paying attention to anything, but the moment you get to the market, you see just bodies on the ground. And kind of you see suddenly these creatures are going to pop up when they start to hear you guys in the distance. And it's weird. One or two of the bodies that are on the ground, you can see just bleeding profusely. They're going to take the vines and kind of just focus them on it. And one or two of the dead bodies is going to start to rise as well.
They're spawning.
Goshen, you're up.
It's the worst thing about undead armies. It's just unlimited resources.
Oh, I know. They're great recyclers, though.
It's true.
You know what? I'm just kind of blindly looking to get to one of them, I think. So the closest one to me is the one to the north, or the one that's in my most direct line of sight. So I think I would run toward that one.
Okay.
I'd run up to it, get the staff, take a swing. Ooh, 12.
Oh, it's going to miss.
I'll blow a key point for flurry of blows.
Okay.
Damn, no good. I got one more. Oh, thank goodness. So I rolled a 12 with the staff, an 11 with my first unarmed strike, and 15 with the third unarmed strike. The third one was the only one that connected, which is not boding super well. But I did 7 points of damage, and he needs to make a strength saving throw or be pushed 10 feet back into that alley.
Strength saving throw, 23.
Oh.
Holy shit, he critted on that.
I look mildly surprised. Yeah.
You can kind of see his feet have vines growing out the back of them, and they're just into the ground, kind of supporting him as you hit.
That's not fair. Okay, and that would be much.
All right, it is vine creature number 3. He's going to come around the building, kind of just sprinting, and wind up a little, still a good ways away from Goshen, but he's definitely the nearest one.
Sprinting rage zombies.
This other one is going to come around the corner of the little knee walls around the center of the market area and come right up the town war.
What kind of body is it?
Common folk, human. I'd say he's probably in his late teens, early 20s. Okay. Yeah.
So I'm not going to feel bad about cutting.
No.
As long as it's not like a kid, then.
Not this time. So he's got this, it's weird, it's this large long thorn that he's kind of holding with two hands. He's just gonna kind of slam it in your direction. 23 to hit.
Ow.
Yeah, that is going to be 9 damage as this thing just like goes and kind of slices past your upper bicep on your left arm. So you got like a nice long gash. Bo, your turn.
What's on the floor?
Cobblestone, and on the outskirts a little bit, there's some little patches of grass.
Oh, sorry. I mean, in terms of like dead bodies.
Oh, near you, nothing. Around the edges near the buildings, there's a few like women, a few children here and there. Probably about half dozen or so.
I think I'm going to go and look at the dead bodies on the floor.
The closest one is right next to a vine creature.
Can I just do that? Can I walk up to the dead body and the vine creature, get all up in its shit and inspect it? I want to see what the vines are.
Yeah.
I'm having a bit of an existential crisis. Like, is this all my fault? And why is it happening? I've never seen it happen before. Magic's always worked for me, not against me. Why is it suddenly changed?
The nearest dead body is just north of you, next to the vines number 6. Roll me either nature or perception.
That's a 9 for perception.
It is it's pretty much identical to the vines that you saw at the graveyard. And these do not look like the vines you normally call up to your power.
Can I say to my goat, I'm going to turn around and say to my goat, look at this. He's got like my tricks, but they're different. What do you think? What have I done?
And again, you're just going to hear the slight bay.
I don't understand, but okay. And I'm just going to grab hold of the vines on this creature and just start yanking them.
All right, we'll come back to you next round. Creature number 4. Oh, just enough to get to Talmor from the south. He's going to, they all have the same long thorn spear type thing. And that is 23 to hit. That is 4 damage to Talmor.
Assholes.
Or duck.
I'm going to call back to Jerry and just say, help Talmor. And I'm going to run up to next to Goshen.
The way it is around Goshen, he's kind of in the one person wide alley.
Okay. I will like intercept the other one that was heading towards him.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to run up to the vine creature that was coming in from sort of behind Goshen and make an attack. Mm-hmm. So I rolled a 16 to hit.
That is going to hit.
Sweet.
Are you using the hammer?
I'm using the hammer, but do I get to decide if it does the extra fire damage or does it just do it?
Yes, okay. That's all you.
I am going to not do the additional damage. I'm
okay.
I've been caught off guard too many times to blow that this early. it's 8 points of damage.
Ooh, very nice.
Nice.
All right, Talmor, some revenge.
All right, so I'm going to go into rage, and I'm also going to attack recklessly, or obviously. I'm going to hit the one directly in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And just give her a smack with a 20
to hit.
7 to damage.
Not bad.
And that's about what I can do this round.
All right, Jerry.
I'm going to move kind of north just to keep myself kind of in the center of everything. And I'm going to target the guy that Talmor just hit and throw a firebolt at him. 19 total.
Oh, that is going to hit.
Nice.
4 or 5 damage.
And that is going to take that one out. You notice as the fire hits him, it's just going to go up like bonfire.
So you're saying I should have used the fire.
I don't know. Vine dude number 6, so one with bow. All right, he's gonna... This one did, at the start didn't have a vine spear. You can see it's kind of held out his hand, and the vines on his arm are just going to start wrapping and forming it in his hand. And then he's just going to stab this down at bow, and a 10 is going to miss. The one with Goshen is, he's already got the thorn spear in his hand, and he's going to start stabbing it in your direction. 19 is going to hit. And that is going to be 10 damage to Goshen.
Ow.
All right, top of the round, Goshen. And real quick, guys, describe your attacks.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's been a little while. I know. Goshen.
Speaking of swinging, I'm going to attempt to bring reeling from the stab in my side. I kind of spin around and try to bring my staff down on his skull thing. Assuming he still has one.
He does.
19 to hit.
19 is going to hit.
For 12 damage.
Oh, and 12 damage.
My bonus action to follow that up with a knee to the crotch. I don't think it's going to affect him any more than usual, but old habits die hard.
Worth a shot.
11.
Yeah, it's going to miss. He has no crotch.
I just catch air. Like, what the? Okay. That's my turn.
That's it. All right. Vine guy number 3 with Ordok. He's got the thorn in his hand, and he's just going straight for your chest. 12 is going to miss. Damn.
You can't stab me with a tiny thorn.
They can stab me with a tiny thorn.
Bo, you're up.
So I'm had quite a good look at this one in front of me after he tried to hit me and such, and I've realized that it's clearly not friendly. So even if I did cause this, it's not the time to be thinking about it. So the dead body that's next to us, what's that?
It looks like it is a middle-aged woman.
Can I put my hand to their mouth and rip some teeth out?
I mean, you can. Go.
Would that be my turn if I did that?
That would be your turn, yes.
Okay. What about eyes? Would eyes be less of a turn? Because it's softer.
No. Harvesting body parts is a...
That Talmor gave you.
Yeah, but this is more immediate. I'm quite angry at this point. See, I'm quite... I feel like affronted by the whole affair. Like, my whole life, this stuff, like, I've used berries and stuff like that, and good stuff's happened, and now for this time something bad's happened, and it's all kind of my fault, and I've kind of lost the plot even more than normal. So I'm just going to stick my hand in this old lady's mouth and just see if I can pull out some teeth.
Roll me a strength check.
I don't think I'm very strong. It's a 9. Well, she's middle-aged. I was kind of hoping she might have some soft ones. I don't know.
Yeah, and they don't really have good dental plans or toothbrushes. So, I mean, they're not all that great to begin with. So, yeah, you managed to go in there and you're kind of, you know, a creature of the forest as well. So your fingernails are a little bit longish, kind of, maybe.
Yeah.
Kind of dig in there and pull. Yeah, yeah. So you kind of dig in her mouth and pull maybe, like, 2 out.
Okay, but I can't do anything with these this turn, right?
No, not yet.
Okay. All right. So that's my turn then.
That pulling teeth out of an old woman's head is your turn.
Yeah, I'm going to sort of hold the teeth in my hand, and I'm sort of going to glare at this thing in front of me, and I'm just going to kind of roll them in my hand a little bit, and then that's the end of my turn.
Talmor, there is a... Oh, I'm sorry, no. The guy in front of you, he's going to go for another stabbing motion. Oh, 23, right, because reckless attack.
Yeah, he gets...
You put 23 against him every attack.
Every single attack, yeah. Spend a 23.
That is 10 damage to Talmor. Yeah, partially resisted. Total damage to Talmor, 2.
2 damage. Gotta love that rage.
Less of an owl.
So angry, damage doesn't hurt anymore.
All right. Ordok.
So seeing that Jerry just lit one of these things on fire, I'm going to reevaluate my plan to save that and just go nuts.
Awesome.
With my flaming hammer, I'm going to like baseball swing it. I'm just going to pull it around back and just swoop across the side and try to hit him across the face.
Nice.
That is a 26 to hit.
Oh, home run.
And so with the fire damage included, that is 15 points of damage.
God damn.
Yeah. You hit this thing right in the head, and it's just going to explode in a shower of sparks and embers.
Yeah, these guys aren't so bad.
Dude number 2, this guy's going to pull back his hand. To continue the sports metaphor that I don't know very much about, he's going to act like he's throwing a baseball, and this swarm of thorns is going to just start hurtling towards Talmor. 8 is going to sadly miss.
Sadly.
I'm a big ass target.
I know.
He sucks at throwing.
Talmor.
I'm going to recklessly attack again.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm gonna bring, you know, my axe over my head and try to drop it straight down on homeboy's dome. And a 21 to hit.
Yeah, that's gonna hit.
A 16 damage.
That would do it.
Chop him just like down the face in half.
You just split the tree.
Split the tree.
All right, Jerry, you're up.
All right, I'm gonna show this guy that real men play softball. I'm gonna like do the underhand like throw, and I'm gonna hit him with fireball. 23.
Holy shit, that is gonna hit. 23 seems to be the magic number for today.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so.
Dang.
For 8 damage.
Yeah, it's gonna send him up like a bonfire, and he is out. All right, now for the one with bow. He has missed against Bo both times.
Bo's just tucking and rolling.
Now the one with Goshen. That is 24 to hit.
And Goshen is not.
Ooh, that's one.
I'm not on my game.
Goshen is dead.
And that is 4 damage. Oh.
Stop stabbing me.
Goshen, top of the round, your turn.
I'm trying to reevaluate my plan now as well, because getting stabbed in the chest isn't working for me. So I'm going to try to not get stabbed in the chest by taking a swing at him with my staff from above him as I jump behind him.
All right. So this is going to succeed.
Sweet.
But roll me an acrobatics. Okay. To see how well it succeeds.
15.
15. Okay. Go ahead and roll me an advantage on your attack on your attack roll.
Sweet. Natural 20.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Nice. 9.
Oh, and so on the critical hit table, we got a 6, which means for bludgeoning, maximum damage, but it didn't show up maximum damage. Either way, the dude's dead.
He died.
So you go around him, and as you're coming back down, just whack on the head, and this is going to implode upon itself.
I think to myself, I'm a monk. I need to be a monk. And I nod.
Monkey.
All right. Bo, it is finally your turn.
Has this thing got a mouth?
Yes.
As a bonus action, I'm going to cast Rot onto it. So my Rot, I also am going to make the target disadvantage on dexterities. And then as my action, I'm going to slam the teeth into its mouth and cast Plague Dart.
Okay.
And or they take 2d6 poison damage. So, spell attack. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, you missed.
They hit or miss. doesn't matter. It's still got to do a dex saving throw.
Okay.
With disadvantage.
5.
That's going to fail, right?
Yep.
So that's 17 poison damage then.
You almost got max damage on all 3 dice.
Yeah, that was fucking cool, wasn't it? 6, 6, 5. not bad for a miss, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right, you guys are out of combat.
So I guess we're going to like probably hang out for the next 10 minutes as Bo picks apart the dead people.
And as we're all horrified.
I'll help him just to get it. To get it going along, just tell me what you need.
I'm not sure, actually. I think that bit there where I kind of ripped the teeth out and slammed it into its mouth, that kind of got all of my kind of frustration and confusion out, and now I'm in a kind of sense of malaise, maybe. Like a bit of a... I'm still sort of feeling like this is perhaps all my fault and something's definitely wrong with my goat or me or... this fae. I need to talk to someone about what a fae means, because I don't understand. So I'm not really interested in the bodies. I'm just going to walk quietly back to the center of the town, of the marketplace, and just sort of stand next to you guys. Also maybe feeling a little bit self-aware that I did just rip a bunch of this dead woman's teeth out in front of you lot.
That's not even like on my register of bad things or weird things. Let me tell you some stories, son.
I want to go over and make sure like the dead bodies that were over there, anything that's left, make sure they're actually dead and nobody's like on the verge that I might be able to save.
While the way you're thinking about it, perhaps it would be a wise move to burn the plant creatures as well.
I can create bonfire.
Yeah, I'm gonna start going around and gathering them kind of like in the center of this square and start grabbing them and
like disposing of the bodies, are there still more of these things running around? Like, do we need to keep moving through the town?
The kind of sense you're getting, you're kind of listening, you're hearing some battles, but not as much screaming. So
well, I mean, and basically the entire town, like, grabbed their shit and started attacking people. So, I mean, I'm guessing that they were outnumbered as far as the bad guys because of how quickly everybody reacted.
And they've been on edge for a few days now due to the fire cultists.
Oh, so it's like catharsis for them.
Yeah, they work some stress out.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have, like, the wing shield and gray cloaks. I'm sure it's fine.
As you guys are burning the bodies, are you burning the commoners' bodies as well or just the vine creatures?
I would think just the vine creatures.
Yeah, okay. Just the vine creatures.
You'll notice coming up a couple of the alleys on the main street, a couple of guards and a few gray cloaks.
Hello, fellow gray cloaks. We're also in all gray cloaks.
I'm not wearing mine.
Oh, you son of a bitch! We talked about this!
I'm pretty sure it's just you.
No, I have mine on too.
Otherwise, he's naked. Oh, no, he still has a shirt now.
Yeah, I have a shirt now. Orlok gave me a shirt.
Master gave Tommy a sock.
Tommy is free.
Free boy.
That's not even going to register on the guy at all. Everything okay here?
Yeah? It is now.
It is now.
Jinx.
All right, it seems to be the last of them.
Have you seen William?
I believe he was with a group in the south.
Okay.
Everything okay?
Yeah. He ran to help. I just wanted to make sure he was all right.
The man can handle himself in a battle. I can say that for sure.
It's good to know.
Is it mostly cleared up, or is there anywhere else that needs help?
It looks like this was the last grouping of them. This is going to sound weird and strange, but did any of you see a small girl?
Don't know what you're talking about.
I can't say that we have.
We heard reports and everyone we came across was older, middle-aged, someone who had grown. But everyone kept spotting a small girl here and there. You didn't see anything?
Definitely not me or Goshen.
Roll me a deception, Bo. I had to see roll me a deception.
I freeze and slowly turn my head toward Bo.
8, 6, and 2.
He's going to look at you a little closer. Looking down, of course. Are you absolutely sure you didn't see anything?
My insight is a 10. Am I aware that he's...
Oh, yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to...
We all know.
I'm going to step up and just be like, the only thing we found we killed, it's in the pile burning behind us.
All right, then if any of you come across it, please report it. She seems to be the only one unaccounted for.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. You can keep up to date with everything that we're doing by following us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at Do or Dice Podcast, or come have a chat in our Discord server. All of our show notes, character sheets, and player bios can be found on our website at doordicepodcast.com. If you're enjoying the episodes, please subscribe to the podcast, and if you have time, leave a review as it helps others like you find our show. Thanks for all the support, and we'll catch you in the next episode. Same dice time, same dice channel. There was a time.